Hello, this is Dr. Kevin Elko with the Thursday Night Pep Talks, separating the who from the do. It's so important this time of year as we're starting to get into training, to be able to take coaching and be able to advance and grow from coaching. A lot of people can't. And one of the challenges is we're just trying to cope with the coach as opposed to take the information they are giving us and go to the next level. We don't know how to learn, primarily because we can't separate the who from the do, meaning when I fail, I'm not a failure. I have to keep asking myself when a coach says something to me, what can I get from it? How can I get better? Story I tell all the time we did at Alabama when we start turning things around, and it's the story of catfish where they ship cod from Alaska to China. And when it gets there, it's kind of dead, kind of mushy, just laying in the water. They start putting saltwater catfish in the water to nip at it. So when it gets there, it's alive and vibrant. The people around you need to catfish you. Now, they need to keep challenging you. I don't take advice, incidentally. Psalms 1:1. The blessed man does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly. Meaning, I don't take advice from someone who their life can't even work themselves. I have relatives who call me, want to counsel me on my finances, and then ask for a loan. But if I can take information from someone trying to get me better who knows what they're talking about, and take that information and keep on asking myself this question every time they give me information, how can I get better? What can I do with this? When a coach gives us feedback, the first thing we say is, what's wrong with me? Why is he on me? The second thing we say is, why is he a jerk? But if you can get to the third step, what can I learn? How can I get better and implement a plan? You will get better. Learn how to receive coaching. Separate the who, meaning when someone gives you feedback, you don't say, who I am is wrong. Change the behavior. When I did testing for the NFL, I always checked with the testing. When they received feedback, did they say who I was, who I am is wrong, or what I did is wrong? Please take information and keep asking yourself one question. What can I learn from it? How can I get better? Not who I am is wrong, what I did is wrong. This is Dr. Kevin Elko with this Thursday evening pep talk.